stop worrying about arranging your furniture. Start putting focus, attention, intention in arranging your mindset.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Remember, when you make a call, only two things can happen. One, they pick up. Two, they don't. If they don't, you have one objective. That's to get them to call you back. Never sell on an answering machine. Nobody ever buys. Let me teach you how to leave a message. Dave Meltzer style. Statistical success, years of experience. Hi, this is Dave. Thank you so much. We had scheduled a call at this time, but I'm sure you're caught up on the other line or in a meeting you can't get out of. Please give me a call back. I am at 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. That's actually my text number, by the way. And that's how you leave a message. Notice I left my number twice. Notice I took all the energy out of the resistance and the shortages and the voids, that I allowed them to have an excuse that they must be in a meeting or a line that they can't get off of. I gave them the opening to call me back. I gave my text number, 949-298-2905. But I did it twice, because how many times, especially if you talk fast like me, do people on their phone just go ahead and hang up because they don't have a pen, or they don't have the time to get that number down? So make sure you say that number twice, slowly, and articulate it correctly. Only one thing you're worried about when people don't answer, that's to get them to call you back. Do not sell on the phone. Nobody buys off an answering machine. Here we go. Angel, please, Angel, answer. Feel like prom. This is awful. I'm hoping somebody answers. You gotta be available.
Oh.
Hi, Angel.
No way.
Way.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, I know. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I just want to answer your question live. So, could you give me your question so we can work through it together?
Yeah. So, basically, I was just interested in how you got. How basically you developed your mindset from the old lifestyle that you used to live to this new style that you live.
Yeah.
Just like the process, like how'd you get there? How'd you go from it, like A to Z, basically?
Great question. So I'm continually on that journey. I think the first thing is, stop worrying about arranging your furniture. Start putting focus, attention, intention in arranging your mindset. So I spend, the first step, the A, is to just understand that everything exists in my mindset, that, every time I come up with an idea, it's a possibility. If I work through that idea with my foundational values, personal, experiential, giving, receiving, my guidepost, clarity, balance, focus, that brings confidence, understanding attention plus intention equals coincidence or manifestation, that my possibility of that idea now becomes an inspired thought and probability in my life. And then if I have the right strategy, discipline, and awareness, I can take that probability and make it my perspective or my reality, meaning that process from possibility to probability, probability to perspective, is all about arranging your mind. And so I'm consistently every day enjoying that pursuit persistently by looking to see when I'm not in the truth consciousness or at my highest frequency. I'm trying to figure out every day when I'm utilizing the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be separate, inferior, superior, any of these ego-based feelings that cause corrosion or interference to the connection that I'm always connected to. And I think from A to Z, to get to that mindset, you have to take yourself into that flow of understanding when you come up with an idea, you have a mathematical advantage, a possibility, if you use your foundational values, your guidepost, your attention plus intention, and the coincidence, you'll have a possibility to a probability. The probability now is an inspired thought. And then all it takes is strategy, awareness, and discipline in order to make it your perspective. And that's how you change your mindset. You change your mindset, you change your life. It's a continual process, though. I am on that journey. There's several times every single day I forget every lesson that I'm teaching you and teaching myself. So I have to reset, go back to center, find my highest frequency, and start back at number A and say, hold on, you're not in the right mindset. And then go to my foundational values, my guideposts. Those seven principles We'll walk you right through the entire alphabet with 28 steps. Each principle, 7 principles, have 4 key elements, and they can walk you from possibility to probability to perspective. Does that sound fair?
That does. It sounds amazing.
All right, Angel. Well, check out Connected to Goodness. That has all those laid out. You can just even use the table of contents in it if you want, but that'll walk you through how to change your mindset, to change your life. Wayne Dyer, as always said, I'm not sure he credits for it, but change your the way you look at things, the things you look at change. This is a pragmatic way to do that. So appreciate your time, and I appreciate your answering. We got over 100 people on here, so we're going to get to the next one. I wish I had more time. Angel, thank you so much for supporting me, following me, sharing my content, and doing good deeds. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right on. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.